Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Environmentalists block pipeline construction with first ever Ecuadorian tree sit. For the past week, local community residents, students, and environmentalists have been engaged in a permanent, peaceful encampment high in the mountains of the Mindo Nambio Cloud Forest Reserve to stop construction of Ecuador's new heavy crude pipeline. Building on tactics used in forest defense in the United States and Canada, the tree occupations in Ecuador are the first of their kind in South America. Several activists have been climbing trees and building platforms, and about 20 others are chained to the base of the trees in order to ensure that construction crews for the 300-mile pipeline known as the OCP do not enter the protected area. Road-building crews have reached the edge of this globally significant ecosystem, forcing the activists to begin an encampment of tree sitters. Unconfirmed local reports indicate that the police may forcibly evict the demonstrators in coming days. Faced with escalating protests and tree sitters determined to stay perched for months, OCP announced it would abandon construction works in the Mindo Cloud Forest until the end of the rainy season in April. Since September, activists have repeatedly blocked construction crews and effectively slowed the advance of construction works in this contested part of the route, counting on the rainy season to buy more time for the endangered Mindo Cloud Forest. While construction on the remaining portions of the OCP route continues, the Mindo protests were cited as a factor in the consortium's decision to temporarily suspend construction in the region. Environmentalists say there is another reason the consortium is worried about their financing. It is obvious that the OCP consortium did not want bulldozers battling tree sitters at the very moment when the company's $900 million loan is in jeopardy in Germany. This is a significant factor in OCP's announcement that construction is being suspended in Mindo, said Ivan Ramos of Acción Ecológica. Called by the state government of North Rhine-Westphalia, or NWR, the hearing was set for January 14th. At the hearing, lawmakers reviewed mounting evidence that Westdeutsche Landesbank, of which NWR holds a 43% interest, has violated its own lending policies by syndicating the $900 million loan to the OCP project. NGO experts testify on how the project violates minimum environmental guidelines set by the World Bank. According to WestLB, adherence to World Bank standards is a prerequisite for any financial involvement of WestLB in the project. In recent months, debates about WestLB's role in the project have raged within the bank and in the state parliament of NWR, leading to strong denouncements from Green Party members and officials, including the Prime Minister Wolfgang Clement and State Minister of the Environment Bärbel Holm. We're calling on the NWR parliament to ensure that WestLB does not contribute to the irreversible loss of endangered ecosystems. We urge the bank to cancel this loan immediately, said Atoso Sultani of Amazon Watch. The pipeline is setting off an unprecedented boom in oil investments, over $2.5 billion over the next 5 years from oil exploration, drilling, feeder pipelines, refineries, and related processing facilities. Much of the crude needed to feed the pipeline lies beneath national parks and indigenous lands in pristine rainforests. Prominent Ecuadorian and international environmental and human rights organizations are calling for the cancellation of the OCP project and a moratorium on all new oil exploration in the country's ecologically and culturally sensitive rainforests. And we thank the Rainforest Action Network for this story. If you'd like to contact the Rainforest Action Network, their address is 221 Pine Street, Suite 500, San Francisco, California, 94104. That's the Rainforest Action Network, 221 Pine Street, Suite 500, San Francisco, California, 94104. Their phone number, 415-398-4404. That number again, 415-398-4404. And of course, you can visit their webpage at www.ran.org. That's www.ran.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come advice, it depends on-